dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of this message to find out how to get your copy of today's broadcast, as well as more information about this week's special services with Dr. Billy Brim at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma.
Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Is anybody getting this? He said, I asked you to tell me about your ministry, and you first told me about your earthly ministry. When you should have first. He said, everyone's called. I didn't know what heavenly ministry was. I Googled it. I got on the internet. I Yahooed it. I don't know what all the other terms are, but I did it. I couldn't find anything on it. So I did what any man of God would do. I called Mom. That's a good resource. So I called Mama. I said, Mama, have you ever heard of heavenly ministry? She said, well, of course. Have you not ever listened to anything I've preached? Well, yeah. She said, get over here. So I drove over there. She set me down, and she put me in this chair, and she got this book out. John A. McMillan, you want to talk about changing my life? My goodness. And she said, you read right here. And I got the book out, and she said, you open this page, and here it is right here, and you read that right there. And I read it, and so I said, the urgent call for the body of Christ is for women, men and women wholly yielded to the Lord, whose eyes have been enlightened, to see their ministry in the heavenlies. I looked up at her and she said, the Lord just showed you something. Mama, I never heard this. Yeah, you have a heavenly ministry. You have a calling. That's your priorities. And I knew how important priorities is. Are you kidding me? She goes, keep reading. Which we have all been called. Such believers, whether an intercessor, worker at home, missionary on the field, may in union with the great head of the body exercise an authority to which the powers of the air must give place wherever challenged. Praise God. Then I go on, she said, keep reading, and I'm reading this, and there was one where he said, there are a few subjects relating to the Christian life that people know little exact knowledge about. They don't know much about this. My people perish for lack of knowledge, is what the Lord said. And then he said this. He said, even though it's clearly in the Ephesians, there is even little grasp of the majority of the most spiritual believers. Did you hear what he just said? You know what I think he's talking about? The ministry, the people in the fivefold ministry. I think he was talking about preachers. Even preachers don't know this. They're letting it slip. They're letting it slip. You don't have to put up with this in your churches. You don't have to put up with this in your families. Billy knew it. He knew it. He goes, how long would I have had to put up with it? I'd known all that stuff. I'd been taught that stuff, but I'd put up with it. If I'd have just done that earlier. Good thing I know now. Praise God. I don't have to be tormented anymore. Amen? And so I'm reading all this, and then I read in Luke 10:19, it says, behold, Jesus said, I give unto you power, authority to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, everybody say nothing, shall by any way or by any means hurt you. Nothing shall hurt you. But you know what? Authority is delegated power. It's delegated, given power, but its value depends on the force behind the user. You got to get your spiritual grip back when it comes to spiritual authority. Taking your seat and coming up against that enemy, I don't care how old you are, and I don't care how little you are, you better have some force behind that thing. You better know your covenant and who is backing you up. Little Rachel Tiefenthaler, little grandma, sweetest thing could be, grew up in our church. Mama talks about her all the time. I mean, hey, baby, how you little, oh, she's so sweet. But when she went into war, my God, it would scare every demon in hell. She'd cool that voice. I command you. Man. And she, mama talked about those policemen and the authority and the badge. It wasn't the person themselves. It was what was backing them. But you know what? There was a show called Mayberry RFD. If I could whistle, I would do that tune right now. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And there was a sheriff. And I have to tell young people, just Google it. You'll find out about it. And his name was Andy Taylor. And Andy was the sheriff of that town. What a town. And it seemed like nobody was married except the town drunk. But anyway, that doesn't matter. That's not important. So Andy is running this town, and this town's in good shape, and he's got the badge, he's got the authority. But then, bless his heart, he has this deputy. Bless his heart. You know, there's a lot of Christians, bless their heart. Now Barney, bless his heart, wanted that. And that'd be like a Christian carrying your Bible. And he had the same badge and authority. And he'd even, packing the heat, got a gun. But Andy knew that he wouldn't let him put any bullets in it. He had to put one here. Because he knew he couldn't get this one from here to here. Because he would be so scared. And there were some episodes that were so funny that Barney would try to go out there and stop these bad guys. And the bad guys always laughed and teased Barney. They didn't take him serious. But he had the badge. He had everything backing him. But they didn't take him serious. And then Andy would go out there and he didn't even have a gun, but he had that badge and that authority. And they'd try to bow up to him and he'd bow right back at them. And they'd see that he was for real. My question to you, are you a Barney or an Andy? Amen. You need to go home and you need to go through your doors and tell somebody, just tell them before you get home to get one of those old Clint Eastwood songs up on their phone so that they can play it when you walk through your front door. And you can text them and say, all right, play the song now. Bow, bow, bow. Ching, ching, ching. There's a new sheriff in town. You have to enforce it. And the more you do it, the more repetitious you get at taking your seat, and the more covenant-minded you get, the more you'll think like that. And you'll clear house at your home. You'll clear them out of there. It'll be different at your home. Amen. Glory to God. And so we know we go into this heavenly ministry. We know it's in Ephesians 1:18. We'll start there. Mom has talked about it. We'll talk about it all through this conference. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened. How many's eyes have been being enlightened? Good. Me too. That you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. We're talking about the heavenly ministry that John A. McMillan. Let me talk about John A. McMillan for a second. When Richard Roberts had me to go and help him at Oral Roberts University for that year, and now I know why. We called it spiritual advisor, but that was the year where everything came down against him and he needed somebody. And I was there for him, and the Lord just did that. I'm at ORU and I'm in my office, and this kid comes in, and he was getting his doctor's degree, and he had a thesis, and his thesis was in his hands, and he plops it on my desk, and he said, "That's John A. McMillan. I'm doing my thesis on John A. McMillan." I go, "You're kidding?" "No." I said, "Well, all we got's this book, and that's really good." But he said, "No, I went over there, interviewed family, this. Thesis on." I'm digging through that thing. And back in his day, because of what he knew and did, there would be missionaries in the foreign fields, especially into Africa, where they would worship demons. And they could not. The best missionaries they knew would go in there with their Bibles, little Barneys, bless their hearts, good intentions, and those demons would manifest them. I've seen them and heard them. Would manifest themselves out of trees and logs and would not let the Word of God come in and run those missionaries with their tails between their legs and would not let them in there. And every time that happened, I'm reading this, every time that happened, they'd call on one man, John A. McMillan. Because he's the only one who could do it at that time. God had found somebody. God had found somebody. And because he knew what to do, because he knew to take your seat every day, don't let it slip. Make it a priority. That's your heavenly ministry, which we've all been called. That's your job. That's your vocation. What if the Lord right now brought everybody's time card of you checking in on your heavenly ministry, and we took you one by one right up here? Now let's look at your time card. How many times you've checked in? This is your priority. Well, you checked in and got the job and privileges when you got born again. Good for you. That was a great day. Here's one. An attack came. An attack came on your children. And some others from the church helped you get there and take your seat, and you came against it. But you know, if you would have clocked in earlier, you could have prevented that from happening. If you clocked in every day and made it your priority, how many know priorities are important? They're important to God. He said to me, he said, "Tell them to clock in. Clock in. Every day, take your seat and clock in. By faith, I clock in." Amen. Y'all getting anything out of this or not?
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. This Friday through Sunday, Dr. Billy Brim will be joining us at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, for special meetings and dedication services for the new sanctuary, starting Friday, June 24th at 7 p.m., Saturday, June 25th, 9:30 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Sunday, June 26th at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. For more information, call A Glorious Church Fellowship at 918-371-4589, 918-371-4589.